Hello and welcome to FinShots Daily. In today's episode, we look at the factors shaping the future of natural gas. Is there a future for natural gas? A Bloomberg article makes a simple claim. Many developed countries have invested massively in gas plants only to see a dip in demand thanks to cheaper renewables making ground each year. So the story goes that there is a sudden rush to exit the business in a bid to mitigate losses. Both oil companies and investment firms backing them are seemingly looking to offload these assets as quickly as possible. However, this is only one part of the story. People use natural gas for multiple reasons. In some parts of the world, they are used as a replacement for coal. In other parts of the world, they are used because they are cheap. So it is imperative to understand the motivations here before making broad generalizations. In the US, natural gas adoption primarily took off in a massive way because of fracking, a complicated technique mostly deployed by oil producers to drill deep down into the Earth's surface and release all that trapped gas. This unconventional approach gave US oil producers an edge. They began pumping out natural gas in abundant volumes and prices began to crater. Sure, natural gas is still a cleaner alternative, but it's the discount that really enticed people. As this report from McKinsey notes, from 2000 to 2018, LNG was priced at a small discount relative to oil. Values varied between contracts, but savings of 10 to 20% were typical. That discount has roughly doubled for contracts signed during the past 2 to 3 years. And short-term LNG supplies available in the spot market in 2020 have offered as much as 50 to 70% savings relative to the prevailing oil price. As the price discount relative to oil increases, consumers are incentivized to make the switch from oil and oil products to gas where practical. But here's the thing, prices of renewable energy have also been on a similar trajectory. For instance, hydroelectric power is now available at an average of $0.05 per kilowatt hour. Solar energy is available at $0.10 per kilowatt hour. Meanwhile, electricity from traditional sources of energy can typically range from $0.05 per kilowatt hour to over $0.15 per kilowatt hour. The premiums have vanished and renewable sources of energy are cost-effective in a wide range of applications. So, as green energy becomes more affordable, the incumbents will have to make a switch, no doubt. And as more people start adopting renewables in a wide variety of applications, it is even possible that natural gas might be phased off much faster than coal in the US. In places like India and China, however, coal is still seen as a major source of power. And while gas continues to be a cleaner alternative, albeit slightly expensive, adoption has been slow. But that is not to say the status quo will persist. As prices of LNG continues to dip, maybe the price difference between coal and LNG will vanish. And since it is also unlikely we will make the shift to renewables right off the bat, natural gas will probably have a massive role to play in these developing countries. In Europe, meanwhile, the commitment to decarbonization is pushing natural gas out of favor quite quickly. As this article from S&P Global notes, quote, "Gas projects are increasingly vulnerable as financiers and company management face pressure from their boards and investors not to invest in fossil fuels," unquote. Also, the production of natural gas often entails harmful byproducts. For instance, consider flaring. While you try and recover natural gas, you might be forced to release bits and pieces of gas into the atmosphere. This isn't necessarily a very prudent thing to do, so oil producers simply burn this extra gas before releasing them. This isn't exactly a no-emission program, and gas plants in Europe are now trying to figure out ways to reduce their carbon output. If they don't, they might have to risk obsolescence. So yes, natural gas may or may not have a future, depending on who you ask. And hopefully, you now know why that might be the case. Thank you for listening to today's episode. And if you want to share your feedback or suggestions, do drop us an email to hi@finshots.in. Until next time.